Kathy Marden played up as a teenager big time, but not on the specific night that her parents pounced. This is her true confession.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my punishment, being sent to confession for, well, being a teenager. At the age of 15, I developed a passion for nighttime escapades with some of my more willing and adventurous school friends. I would contort myself out of the bedroom window, leap over the fence and race down the road with my ill-fitting UGG boots. With such agility, I remember feeling my heart pounding and the rush of pure intoxicating adrenaline. Cautious at first, we would simply hang at the local park, singing Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell songs at the top of our lungs as we smoked stolen cigarettes. We were cool, we were young, and at that point it was relatively normal teenage shenanigans. Somewhere along the way, from 15 to 16 years old, I managed to keep this up not only on weekends but on school nights as well. There was always a friend somewhere that I could cajole to participate. We started to meet boys, sneak into pubs and clubs, find house parties. I would arrive back at my bedroom window so drunk and stoned, feeling in equal measure overwhelmed at how out of control my life had become, and safe, crawling, falling back into my bedroom as the orange gleam on the horizon began. My school grades and reports were embarrassing, and my internal body clock was completely out of whack. My parents, solid Catholic people raising six kids, assumed that I was going through a phase. My friends started to grow up sufficiently to refuse my persistent request to join me, and things started to turn around due to literally having no one to play with. That is, until that one last house party. It was an easy run about half a mile away, but when I got there, the house was dark, no one home, and no friend to meet. A total fizzer. I went around the back of the house and sat down and fell asleep. Then I got up and walked home. For all the nights that I could have been busted for, this was the night, and it was so not worth it. The intensity of my father's questions and my mother's worries set me totally mute. I wasn't drunk or stoned. I saw no one that night, yet I had a whole year of trouble and strife that would make no sense to them. I had no idea where to start, as they demanded an explanation, so I didn't start at all. I made a few feeble lies about meeting a friend who was in trouble and that I was there to support her, falling asleep under her window. So off to confession I go. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been caught sneaking out of my bedroom at night. I'm so sorry for what I have done. I have only done it this once. Promise.